Haram, a Nahatal from group 3. I dedicate this to the lotus feet of Sukhan. I am grateful to Swami for his loving grace and presence in my life. Swami has given me many things to be thankful for. To begin, Swami has always heard my prayers when I need someone to talk to. I can ask him divine light to help me when something goes wrong. Swami has also blessed me with a loving family that provides my needs and has continuous love for me. He has given me friends who can always make me laugh and continue to teach me to stay positive. And finally, Swami has introduced our family to SSC to learn about how to love, speak truthfully, and have peace. And best of all, to learn about His love and divine life. Thank you, Swami. I've had so much to be grateful for because of you, Swami.
I've always been thankful to Swami for many things in my life, especially for guiding me throughout my life and showing His presence in one way or the other. From giving me the most amazing parents to guiding me throughout my life, He's always shown His presence somehow. However, there are two experiences that truly stand out to me when it comes to talking about my gratitude to Swami. As a child, I was extremely thankful that my parents took me to Bharti almost every year since I was two. I had many experiences where Swami would take my letters from me and look at me and smile. One of the most touching experiences I had with Swami was during my first trip to Bharti when I was 2 years old. I became seriously ill during the trip and had an extremely high fever. It got so bad that my dad started losing his hope and regretted coming to Bharti. Then one night, we got a knock on our door and it was our old family friends, and they said they had special vibhuti that Swami just materialized, and they brought it especially for me. My mom gave me the vibhuti and we went to sleep. During the middle of the night, my mom checked the temperature and it was gone. The next day, I sat for darshan with my dad and we were sitting in the front room, right across from Uncle Tommy. Dad lifted me up to Swami and Swami put His hand all over my head and hand. Whenever my parents tell me this story, I feel extremely thankful that Swami blessed me in such a special way. However, as I grew up, I was always sad that although my parents were blessed to have an interview with Swami and had many experiences, I only had experiences that I could not remember because I was so young. I always wanted more experiences where I could remember what it was like to be in such close proximity with Swami. And I had this wish that I really wanted to give a rose to Swami ever since I saw the ladies selling them outside the white garage. I even thought of silly ways to sneak it inside, but I was too scared to carry through my plans. That wish stayed with me for a while, but by the time I was in Bharti for the 2007 pilgrimage, I completely forgot about it. Around that time we were in Bharti, I was going through a really difficult time and I was really upset with Swami. I felt really stranded and alone. I felt like He just forgot I existed. So I decided that I would demand Swami to show me that He's truly on mission and He listens to me. I decided to stand outside His house and pray every day before it was time to leave Bharti. Days passed by and my hope that I would have an amazing experience with Swami slowly dwindled down. However, on my last day in Bharti, we finally got the permission to present our musical offering in front of Him. And it was decided that a group of girls would be chosen to give a rose to Him and present an offering. I didn't know about this until my dad came back from the meeting and told me that I was one of the chosen girls. I couldn't believe my name was chosen because till today that's never happened. That's when I realized that Swami was at work and this was His way of showing me that He really does listen to me. I still don't think I can describe how happy and shocked I was when I realized that Swami actually fulfilled my wish from childhood of giving Him a rose and getting close to Him. When I was at the veranda giving the rose to Swami, I was so overcome with love and gratitude that Swami actually made my wish come true and showed me that He truly listens when you pray really hard. It was one of the best experiences being in close proximity with God and actually realizing how powerful and divine He really is. Not only did I get to give the rose to Him, but after the program, Swami sat right in front of me for almost an hour, smiling away, while directing the distribution of saris. Throughout the time he was sitting in front of me, I was completely lost and kept on wondering, is this really happening? And when the saris for the SSC girls were brought up, I saw them and thought in my mind, I really want to have one of those. Little did I know that Swami read my mind and joked me, saying, nothing for you. Like He told my mom in the interview room, Swami knows everything. I'm really touched and grateful that Swami showed me He's always there for me in such a beautiful way. Thank you, Swami, for allowing me to experience these blessings and for showing me that you listen to all my problems and wishes, no matter how big or small they are.
शांति मंदिर तेरा।